لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على آدم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، قال الله في كتابه الحكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتخذ قوم موسى من بعده من حليهم عجلا جسد له خوار، ألم يرى أنه لا يكلمهم ولا يهديهم سبيلا، اتخذوه وكانوا ظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing with Al-Araf, and the verse I recited, verse number 148. Last time when we stopped, we reached to the point that Allah gave Prophet Musa those tablets, you know, Torah was given. So now it is continuing after that, and the verse transition goes like that. The people of Moses took up in his absence a calf from their ornaments, a body that gave out a lowing sound. Did they not regard that it did not speak to them, nor did it guide to any way? They took it up for worship, and they were wrongdoers. So when Prophet Moses went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to receive the tablets, he was supposed to go for 30 days, and it became 40 days, and they thought that he has not fulfilled his promise, or he died, and they got deviated, and Samri was the one who misguided them. So they had some ornaments, you know, jewelry. So Samri, what he did, that out of those ornaments, he made a golden cow. And then it has been mentioned by commentators that in that cow there were some pipe fixed, and he used to blow some air, so it used to make sound like a lowing sound of cow, moo moo moo. And they thought that this is God, you know. That's how much they had thinking, you know. Their brain was that superficial, their thinking was so superficial. Although they saw all those nine signs of Prophet Moses, but they forgot all those signs, and they just see that this trick, and this follow the trick of Samri. That's why very important to ponder Allah's sign, just not to just see the miracles, but to ponder on them. Like this Quran is a miracle, right? Somebody can have some superficial belief, and somebody who ponders the Quran, which Allah says repeatedly, is deep, his belief will be deep. So we have to have a deep belief, because at the end time, belief will be, the moment you go in the morning as a believer, come back in night without belief. Why? Because pondering is not there. Quranic pondering and following is not there, you know. It has to be important to ponder and to think and apply. So they were very weak, and as soon as they saw that, they got misguided. So Allah says, did they not regard that, did not speak to them, or not did guide them to any way? So Allah says two property of God are must. One is He has to speak to them and guide them. Like Allah did in Quran. The way Allah spoke, nobody spoke. Allah says, give one chapter like I spoke in Quran, all of you get together, say what I said in one chapter. Nobody can speak like Allah. People wonder where God is. God is right here, brothers. He speaks, nobody can speak. Bring one chapter like that He speaks. So we should have perfect belief in Allah. This is Allah. And the way Allah guided in Quran, Surat al-Mustaqim, perfection. That's God. That's God. People do ghulu to Allah. How about their ghulu? When you see Allah's greatness, there is no ghulu there for anybody else. You know? What is ghulu? To raise somebody more than his position. That's not accepted. So Allah says those are the two qualities. And they took it up for worship, and they were wrongdoers. They were wrongdoers because they could not ponder. Pondering is very important. ولما سقطوا في أيديهم ورأوا أنهم قد ضلوا قالوا لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. But when they became remorseful and realized that they had gone astray, they said, should our Lord have no mercy on us and forgive us, we will surely be among the losers. That's what they realized, that they did wrong. When did they realize it? They did not realize right there. When Prophet Moses came back and when he yielded them, then they realized it. And then they asked for Allah's forgiveness. Not right there. But the Mizan explained why this verse came right now, before Moses coming. Mizan had two explanations. One was that since the cause was right here, they showed the effect right there. So, because they did right now, so Allah wanted to put this verse here. Hopefully, there's an understanding coming from Mizan. That's why Allah put this verse right there to explain that they repented, although they repented after Moses came. Another explanation that when Moses came, then he repented for himself and his brother. And Allah put that verse there. So there's a big difference between these two prayers. One is the prayer of sinners and one is the prayer of masumin. So they have to be separated. Like, we do tawbah as different tawbah rather than masumin used to do tawbah, right? Because their tawbah was always on the perfection, They never sinned, but they still, because of their humbleness, used to do tawbah, astaghfirullah, just to show their humbleness. We do tawbah, we sin right there. So there's the difference, And why we do sin? Because our faith is weak. Because we don't ponder. So when they found out that they are wrong, so they ask Allah's forgiveness and they say, should our Lord have no mercy on us and forgive us? We are surely among the losers. وَلَمَّا رَجْعَ مُوسَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَدَبَانًا أَسِفًا قَالَ بِكْسَمَا خَلَفْتُ مُونِي مِنْ بَعَدِ أَعَجَلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَلْقِي الْعَلَوَعَى وَقَدَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ أَبْنِ أُمَّ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ تدعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني فلا تشمت بي الأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين. And when Moses returned to his people angry and indignant, he said, evil has been your conduct in my absence. Would you hasten on the edict of your Lord? He threw down the tablets and seized his brothers by the head, pulling him towards himself. He said, son of my mother, indeed these people thought me to be weak and they were about to kill me. So do not let the enemies gloat over me and do not take me with the wrongdoing Lord. So when he came back, Moses, he got very angry. Now he's going to explain, put some beautiful points here. Allah told him that Moses, while you are here with me and getting these tablets, your people have been already worshipping cow. So he knew about it. And who is more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But he didn't show that anger over there, but when he came in, he just explored it. So Mizan said, why it happened like this for Moses? Mizan says that to know something is different than going through the experience. Like, you know that your loved one is coming, you go to meet loved one, but as soon as you see him, you get so excited. That's the experience of going through the thing, That's what happened to Moses. So, he got very angry and he said that evil has been your conduct in my absence. Would you hasten to the edict of your Lord? What does it mean? Would you hasten to the edict of your Lord? Because he said, I'll come back in 30 nights and Allah kept him 10 more and made it 40. So they thought in the meantime that Moses didn't come, maybe he died or maybe he just preached the promise, and they just got nervous and they listened to somebody. That's what it is that in the end time there are a lot of believers who will reject Imam coming. They say it's too late. And there are narrations that people will start questioning his ghaibah, You know how Shaitan does? Shaitan never questioned the you know, Revata, Aisal Salam. In every Muslim say, oh, he's there, he'll come, you know. They have a Shaitan makes you question about our Fatima. You know, they will not question about Shaitan, you know, will not question about Khizr alayhi salam, you know. Oh, he's there, yeah. But any Isa alayhi salam, oh, he's there, he'll come. But as soon as it comes to Imam Mahdi, this whispers come of Shaitan, why he's not here, why he's late, maybe he's not there, you know. That's Shaitan hitting to the Iman of believers, you know. And Allah tests through this, you know. But the favorite time is when he will come, it will look like it was a perfect time for him to come. You know? Allah is the wise one. And another reason is that we are responsible also for like khaybat, appaltation because of our sensing. We are not ready for it. So then, and he threw down the tablets and seized his brother by the head and pulling him towards himself. And he got angry, he threw the tablets and he rolled brother's hair and pulled towards him. Because he told him before that, you know, you are putting you in charge and you should not follow the conduct of those who are mischievous. So when he got upset, obviously he was saying that you didn't do what I asked you to do, you know. Maybe you did not do the way I asked. And he pulled his hair. So Mizan put a very sensitive discussion here. That what was the dispute between these two great prophets? Both were in fair rivals and what was going on there? So, and Mizan did a wonderful job the way they commented. You know, may Allah reward them highest. The advice of Musa alayhi salam, Moses to his brother was a hukm irshadi, advice. It was a command, it was an advisory command. It was not hukm molai, like authority command. He advised him to do that, but he didn't put the authority command. So there was no sin in that situation because it was an advisory command. Second thing was that, which Mizan said, it's not from me, you can check it in the volume, that these two prophets had different personality and they had different style based on them. So there was another thing, you know, the different style of working. And it showed, and he proved that because after when his brother explained, then he said to us, Father, forgive me and my brother. Right? Means they were all together. Right. So when he threw the tablet and seized his brother by the head, pulling him towards himself, he said, oh, son of my mother. He tried to stimulate his love on his brother. He said, oh, son of my mother. Indeed, these people have thought me to be weak and they were about to kill me, so do not let the enemies gloat over me and do not take me with the wrongdoing lot. You know, because he was weak, he could be killed, you know. And if he were to be killed, how it would be even worse? Total chaos. At least he was there among them. The Masum was there. If he were killed, nothing left. You know, many people question about Mullah Ali, that when his right was taken away, why didn't he stand up and ask people to support him and all that, and question, you know. You know, after Prophet passing away, you know, when Mullah was left alone and his rights were taken out, yeah, when he used to do salam to people don't even have to answer salam. That's how he was praised among his people. Because of operation of, he was so oppressed. He had few companions who were there for him. His operation. So, and our, you know, all our imams were oppressed and our 12th imam is oppressed. You know, he's still in the ghaibat. You know, we say, why imam is not coming? It's our fault. Are we muttaqi? Are we there? Our 6th imam says that people ask, why don't you march against the king? The Khalifa. He said, if I had 17 people, like true believers, I would have marched. So that is the thing, that our all masumin are oppressed, and this is our fault that our Imam is not here with us. Because there is not enough support yet. قَالَ رَبِّ خُرْلِي وَلِأَقِي وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمِينَ. Then when Ta'al finished, He said, "My Lord, forgive me and my brother and admit us into your mercy. And you are the most merciful of the merciful." He just prayed to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala within his brother. You know, when I read this verse, my heart just melts, you know. Just imagine both Masumin, you're asking us for forgiveness, you know. And Allah is mentioning for us. And he just asked for both forgiveness. Brothers, when we ask Allah for forgiveness, it should be for our brothers and us, not alone. And Allah loves when we ask dua for our prayer for our brothers. Brothers in faith, two brothers, all of them. Then Allah accepts dua. Allah loves that kind of dua. Just asking my brothers, you know, when you go to Juma Salat, you go to Salah and Masjid and you ask dua, just look around you, do dua quietly for them. Allah will love that, you know. Inna alladhina takhadul ajlas sayana lahum ghadabun min rabbihim wa zillatun fil hayati dunya wa kadhalika najzil muftari. Then Allah says, what Allah says, indeed, those who took up calf for worship shall be overtaken by their Lord's wrath and abasement in the life of this the world. Thus do we requite the fabricators. They did fabrication, they said this is God, worship, this is great fabrication. Allah says what is going to happen to them? Allah's wrath and abasement in this life of the world. Allah's punishment came, you know. Samri was expelled, you know. Nobody was allowed even around him. And, you know, Allah asked them to, you know, if you read Surah Baqarah, Musa said, should kill each other because we did such a big sin. Because of this, you know, Allah put a lot of punishment for them. You know, that's what sin has affected us. If it's sin, there's effect, you know. Allah forgive, but sin has effect. Like, you know, community is in Allah's punishment and community doesn't believe that, then they are in Allah's punishment. Like, we don't love Quran, you know, we don't go to mosque anymore. This is Allah's punishment. Allah has taken his love from us, so we don't read Quran. It's Allah's punishment. We don't even know that we are in punishment. That's the thing, that sin is a fact. That the sin is a fact, that our heart is not Quran, imam is not coming, our wives are not doing hijab, our sons are not living beer. This is Allah's punishment. And we think that we are the follower of Imam Zaman. This we are thinking our bad deed is that good, you know, and we'll be forgiven. That's all misguidance. It has to be that Allah should open our eyes and see our big sins, how misguided we are. And do istighfar and come to Quran and a little bit in true sense. وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهَا وَآمَنُوا In Rabbak min ba'diha la ghafurur rahim. Then Allah says, yet those who commit misdeeds and repent after that and believe, indeed after that your Lord shall surely be forgiving all merciful. Allah is very kind that, you know, like, and Allah forgive them who repented also. Allah, this is Allah's rule that if the forgiveness, tawbah is sincere tawbah and you don't repeat it, and the honesty there, Allah will forgive us. وَلَمَّا سَكَتُ عَنْ مُوسَى الْغَدَبُ أَخَدَ الْأَلْوَاحِ وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرْحَمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَدُونَ. And when Moses anger abated, they did not put the word anger. Let me try to pronounce what they said in the translation from Ali Khuri Quray. Indignation. So they then put the word anger. And when Moses' indignation abated, he picked up the tablets whose instructions contain guidance and mercy for those who are in awe of their Lord. So when he calmed down, then he picked up the tablets in which there was guidance and mercy for those who are really who are in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear of Allah, who are sincere in Allah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqtara Musa qawmihi sab'ina rajulan li miqatina falamma akhadahum rajafatu qala rabbi law shi'ta aghlaqtuhum min qablu wa iyyahum atuhlikuna bima fa'ala sufha'u minna in hiya illa fitnatuka tudillu biha man tasha'u wa tahdi man tasha'u wa anta waliyuna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khairul ghafirin. Moses chose 70 men from his people for our tryst. And when the earthquake seized them, he said, my Lord, had you wished, you would have destroyed them and me before. Will you destroy us because of what the fools amongst us have done? This is only your test by which you lead astray whoever you wish and guide whoever you wish. You are our master, so forgive us and have mercy on us. And for you are the best who forgive. So what happened? When he was going, he took 70 men with him, believers. So-called believers, because they didn't stay. So when they were there, and Allah was talking to them and they were listening, they demanded, they want to see Allah by eyes. Mizan says, why they demanded? Because they wanted to make sure that the Torah tables are from their God. They were just stubborn people. And there was a gross sin what they did. So when that happened, then Allah seized them with an earthquake. Earthquake and they died. And when they died, the 70 people died. When 70 people died, Moses got nervous. He thought that when he go back to his people, they were accusing that we sent you 70 men and they're all killed, you know. And Moses was afraid that they might turn back from the religion. So he said, and Allah gave him life after that. He said, my Lord, had you wished, you would have destroyed them and me before. Will you destroy us? Because what the fools among us have done? What fools have done? The fools asked for Allah to see. Can you see Allah in the eyes? But they were so fool. None. But then he says, and he started asking for Allah's mercy. And it's so beautiful how he's opposing towards Allah's mercy, how he's begging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, like, if you read Surah Maida, same thing was asked by his companion that we want food from heaven, you know. And Isa alayhi salam said, what are you asking? But when they kept insisting, he asked such a beautiful prayer, you know, asking Allah's mercy. You know, these prophets, when they ask Allah, they ask so beautiful, you know. Read Maida in which Allah, how beautifully he stimulates Allah's mercy. Same way Musa is doing, beautifully stimulating Allah's mercy. Now I say, it is your test by which you lead astray whoever you wish and guide whoever you wish. You are our master, so forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best of those who forgive. That's what he said, so beautiful. You know, stimulating Allah's mercy, you know. And when Allah, you call Allah's mercy, Allah responds so beautifully, you know. Allah waits for a dua, you know, prayers, you know. Allah loves when you do dua. And so, you know, Mizan says that when we, in the Quran, there is a situation when you ask Allah dua, then Allah, when he starts talking back, he starts saying I, not we. You know, many times he says we, right? We do this in the Quran. But when he answers back about Prophet dua, he speaks in I. You know, he gets so, you know, Allah shows his personal mercy so much that he used the word I, not even we. And that's what Allah did. He has started in the I form, you know, not we form. So that's what, then he kept talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it was a big deal that they died, you know, and he was asking them to be alive. وَقْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخْرَةِ إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Then he says, in appoint goodness for us in this world and hereafter, for indeed we have come to you. That's what he said. Come to you. Means we have faith in you. Faith in you. We come to you. Just do goodness for this world and hereafter. He's asking for everything. Now Allah answers. You know, and such a serious answer, and you feel like crying. You know, Allah, Allah adabi, usibu bihi man ashaw. You know, there is a verse in the Surah Maida, the last verses, you know, because you know, Allah is going to talk about to Jesus about, you know, Jesus, did you tell them to worship me and my mother? And he said, I didn't say that. And then the conversation goes further. And he said, if you want to forgive them, you forgive them, or you want to punish them. Same way, you know. I'm not going into detail, but Allah again said very seriously that, you know, I reward to those who are sadiq, you know, paradise. Allah will use word sadiq, and you feel like crying, you know, ma'ayda, sadiqin will be paradise, you know, if you cry, you know. Allah's standard is very high, brothers and sisters. Same way the standard came here. But Allah said, Ta'ala adabi usibu bihi man asha'u wa rahmati fasiyat kull shay fasa aktubu. فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, He said, I visit my punishment on whoever I wish. No, he's talking I, not me. To whom I, first let me read it, then inshallah we'll talk. He said, I visit my punishment on whoever I wish, but my mercy embraces all things. Soon I shall appoint it for those who are God-weary and give the zakah, and those who believe in our signs. So he said that to whom I visit my punishment, who will I wish. So Mizan said, who gets punishment? Mizan says that there is no active punishment in this world. It is when Allah stops in His mercy, then when mercy is stopped, that's the punishment. There is no new punishment. You know? And when Allah's mercy, mercy gets stopped when we become ungrateful, full of sins. So when we are full of sins and ungrateful, we don't deserve mercy. So Allah stops mercy, otherwise mercy is every time, to everybody. But when a special situation, that's what happens, when Allah stops the mercy, and then punishment comes. Like we have like thousands of diseases can happen to our body, right? Thousands. But Allah protects us, right, from this disease, right, all the time. But when our sins are so much, that some mercies is lifted. So disease comes, you know, like that. And that is because of our own ungratefulness, you know. Ungratefulness. And that's what Allah says. And Allah says, but my mercy embraces all things. Now there are two kinds of mercy. Universal mercy and specific mercy. Rahman and Rahim, right? Universal mercy is for everybody, right? Everybody, like, you know, all human beings. The whole universe gets his mercy, you know. That's why because mercy is gone, nobody will hear the universe. Even the mercy comes from the mountains and trees and everything. Sun, moon, they are all sustaining because of His mercy. That's His mercy. Okay. But then He said, soon I shall appoint it for those who... And then Allah talks about His special mercy. Special mercy is for believers, you know. Like we can guide it, you know. General mercy, universal mercy is for everybody, but special mercy is for believers who enjoy all this goodness and goodness of paradise. And Allah talks about that because Moses said that we have come to you, means you have got iman to you. So Allah's answer is like that, which makes you cry. He says that soon I shall, I read again, said he said, I visit my punishment whoever I wish, but my mercy embraces all things. Soon I shall appoint it for those who are muttaqi, God-weary, and give it the zakat, and those who believe in our signs. Those will get my special mercy. Then I am happy with them. Who Allah is happy? Who is muttaqi? Who is God weary? You know, are we there, brothers and sisters? There the special mercy comes. We are God weary and we give zakat and who believe in our signs. Do we believe Quran, that we try to memorize it, love the Quran, read the Quran, feel the Quran, love Allah, who are the Allah's ayat? We have reached that level. Then when they reach that level, then Allah's special mercy will come and Imam al-Zama will come, inshallah, you know. You know, like what happened to Bani Israel, they were tortured by Pharaohs for so long and they were all waiting for Musa to come. But sins stops them. You know, they used to say, when Musa will come? Our sins will stop. Are we there that we are God weary? That Allah said, now this my Ummah has become God weary. Shia, are we God weary that Allah is saying to us? Are we giving zakat? Are we believing our sign? Do we read Quran? Do we believe it? Then inshallah Imam will come. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what happened to Imam Hussain. He took khuruj in front of Yazid. With his 72 companions. He said, the kind of companions I got, nobody got those companions. He had so much confidence in his companion. He said, nobody got my companion. My father didn't get those kind of companions. My grandfather didn't get those companions. My brother didn't get those companions. Like, I got companions because they were like that. They were like that. They were the ones who were Hafiz Quran. They had taqwa. You know, like, the position of the Imam as Zama's companion after the position of Companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we there to be there to be the companion of Imam Zaman alayhi wa sallam? Because it's a very high position next to the Imam Hussain's companion. Better than even Prophet's time companion, you know? That's the position Allah is asking. Then Allah's special mercy will come inshallah Imam Zaman alayhi wa sallam. Allah rabbi qawm al-zalimin wa rahmatullahi rabbil alameen.